Hi there, and welcome to Voyage for October the 15th. Is that the Ides of October? Is that how that works? I don't know. My name's Keith Black, and for the next 3 hours, you're going to hear some of the best in the world of jazz, as is the case every Wednesday here. When I broadcast live at the station, we stream live at ckuw.ca and archive our programs there as well, so you could be listening at some other time or in some other place or weeks from now, who knows. But however you got here, welcome. And there is going to be, as I mentioned, the same sort of thing that happens every Wednesday, and that there will be the usual mix of brand new and not brand new material. So I will go through the playlist briefly and just tell you what's coming up for the next 3 hours. Then I'll go back and do a more detailed analysis. First up is pianist and composer Noam Lemish from a brand new album of his. Then following that, Norwegian trio led by Liv Andre Haug. And it is very interesting indeed. Two trios. Lemish is a quartet. I got carried away there. Liv Andre Haug is a trio from Norway. Following that, guitarist Jacob Bro from a brand new album, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. Following that, bass player Rich Brown. I have sampled some of that his new album before, and it's worth hearing, so I'll play some other tracks today. And then following that, my historical segment is a name that is not sort of on the lips of every jazz fan, I would have to say. His name is Manny Albam, A-L-B-A-M, basically was a composer and arranger as opposed to being a performer, if you will. But an amazing member of the jazz community and the wider music community. And there's some interesting backstories about Albam, and I will get to them in my historical segment coming up later. Following that will be a further sample of one of my favorite European musicians, saxophonist Émile Parisien, who is French, and from his latest album. Following that, back to the bass with bass player Linda Mahan O from her new album called Strange Heavens, and it's a winner as well. Following that, the always exciting saxophonist John Irabagon from his latest, and I have sampled it before too, and I'll get back to talking about that as well. And I'll end with a duet album with pianist Sylvie Courvoisier and guitarist Mary Halverson. Courvoisier's had two or three releases lately. She's been very sort of prolific and but always, always a great talent. And this is a really neat album. And I will end the program with that. Well, let's get back to the top of the list now. Noah Lemish is, I think, from Montreal, and his latest album is called There's Beauty Enough in Being Here. And it is referenced and was inspired by a Fernando Pessoa poem about experiencing the numerous nature of the most everyday occurrences. So There's Beauty Enough in Being Here is the title of the album. Some neat stuff here. The compositions and the keyboard is Noam Lemish. Sundar Viswaranthan plays alto and soprano saxes and bansuri. Andrew Downing on bass and Nick Fraser on drums. Very interesting quartet lineup there. But here from There's Beauty Enough in Being Here, going to play three tracks. First one is, several of them are quite brief. First one is called Song for Rona. And then Aviv, which is Hebrew for spring. It's Tel Aviv, Aviv means spring in Hebrew. And then the third one is Song for Millie. So he's dedicated to a couple of women there, along with a song for spring in the middle. Here is Noam Lemish. Song for Millie. And before that, Aviv, which is Hebrew for spring. I had to look up a lot of Google stuff in for the program today, as you'll find out as we go along. There's some other languages that I wanted to make sure that I knew what I was doing. Aviv, I knew pretty well, was Hebrew for spring, as in Tel Aviv, tel meaning an artificial mound, usually composed of previous civilizations or cultures and built on top of them over thousands of years. That's the derivation of Tel Aviv. There's one of your trivia questions for the day. Oh, while I think of trivia questions, I've been watching a bit of baseball, which I don't often do. I mean, I did many years ago, but I haven't lately watched an awful lot of baseball. But I've sort of got involved, being a longtime Dodger fan, and it's nice to see that they are moving along. And we won't talk about the Jays. But my trivia question is, it led me to ask the question, watching baseball again after all this time, how many baseballs they use in the course of a game. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, the average life of a baseball in the MLB, the major leagues, is very limited. So I Googled it. Do you have any idea how many baseballs are used in a season, in one season, by the Major League Baseball? You want to guess? If things get dull at a party, here's the thing you can throw at them. The average number of baseballs used in one season in the major league is somewhere between 900,000 and 1.2 million baseballs. Now, there's your trivia, which has no relationship to jazz, but I just thought I'd throw it in when I used the term trivia. So I'm easily influenced here. Let's get back to where we were here. Noam Lemish, that was from his album called There's Beauty Enough in Being Here. And moving along, more appropriately for the title of the show, at least, so let's talk a bit about jazz. As I do in many cases over the years, a bit of a thank you to a longtime friend and former jazz host here at CKUW, Mo Hoag, who has forgotten more about jazz than most people will ever know. And he is extremely knowledgeable about non-North American jazz, let me put it that way, Europe especially, and Australia. He just knows everything. And because of him, I have come to appreciate a Norwegian pianist called Liv Andrea Hoag and her trio, which is made up of Georgia Wartell Collins on bass and August Glendenstrand on drums. She is very good. This is an excellent jazz trio for sure. And she has a brand new album called Dogville. That's D-O-G with a circle through it. V-I-L-L-E. And hang on now. I did look it up and I can't find my note here. I think it really means, I'll look it up while they're playing and I'll tell you afterwards what Dogville means. But I will tell you that I'm going to play three brief tracks. First one's called Strir, S-T-R-I-R. And that means struggle, apparently, in Norwegian. The second one is called Nat, 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 and that means night, or night, 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 if you will. And then the third one is called Vi-er, and that means we are. So there's your language lesson for the moment while I try and figure out what Dogville means. Okay, there you go. I've just found it. Sorry about that. But it's interesting to know the derivation. Dogville is a Norwegian term describing the sensation of being out of sync with time and reality, like during jet lag or insomnia, or DJ host from time to time. Anyhow, here is pianist Liv Andrea Hoag from her brand new album called Dogville. This is Thrir, Nat Nat Nat, and Vi Er. Thank you. The Leif Andrea Hoag Trio from Norway. That last track was called We Are, and a very neat new album called Dogville, reflecting that time when you seem out of sync with what's going on in the world after jet lag, or you can't sleep or something like that. Interesting and very fine playing there. I'm impressed with this woman, and you're going to hear more of her in the weeks to come. I'm moving along now to another trio that sounds very different than the one you just heard. It's under the leadership, sort of the leadership of guitarist Jacob Bro. And the trio includes Wadada Leo Smith on trumpet and Marcus Gilmore on drums. Very different sounding trio than the one you just heard. Bro is does a lot of very interesting adventurous stuff. Wadada Leo Smith probably doesn't need any introduction. If you listen to this show regularly, he gets a lot of airplay, and for an octogenarian, he is very prolific and still has all his chops. Going to play two tracks from this album. The album is called Murasaki. And what it really means, I think, is sort of means purple in Japanese. And it's related to an 11th century writer named Shiribu, an author from that era. But Murasaki is the title of the album. And I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Sonic Mountains, and the second one is called Yoyogi Park Dream. And Yoyogi Park is a, Shibuya. It's in Shibuya. It is a park. Sorry, I'm reading notes from two different sources here. The Yoyogi Park is Shirubi, Tokyo, an area of Tokyo, and it is an actual park. I'm sure you're getting a lot of useless trivia here, aren't you, today? Listen to the music. The music will redeem all of that. Here's Jakob Bro from Murasaki with Sonic Mountains, and then the Yoyogi Park Dream. Thank you.
Thank you.
a quite remarkable album there, a trio album with led by guitarist Jakob Bro with trumpeter Wodada Leo Smith and drummer Marcus Gilmore. The album is called Murasaki, and it is a winner. And it's now, mercy, it is 10:56 already. 10:58 already here at CKUW 95.9 FM. In Winnipeg, you're listening to Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays. Anytime at all at CKUW.ca, where we archive our shows, and you can stream live from that website as well. Well, getting back to, again, a different sound in the jazz world, isn't it great? One of the things that inspires those of us who are interested in jazz is the constant element of surprise and variety that exists in the remarkable genre that we all love. This is an album I have sampled before. It's Toronto-based bass player Rich Brown plays electric bass. And yes, does he really play electric bass? He's in very great demand and has been part of any number of various groups. I've been lucky enough to hear him and talk to him.